This is the Sac Homily of 20th of December 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Satguru has come to make your fortune elevated. Therefore, let your behaviour be very, very royal. Question. What plan for which no one can be blamed is created in the drama? Answer. The plan for the destruction of this old world is created in the drama. No one can be blamed for it. At this time, the elements have forceful anger for the purpose of destruction. There will be earthquakes everywhere. Buildings will fall and there will be floods and famine. This is why the Father says, Children, now remove your intellect yoga from this old world. Follow the Srimat of the Satguru. Renounce the consciousness of bodies while alive. Consider yourselves to be souls and continue to make effort to remember the Father. Song. We have to follow the path where we also have to be careful not to fall. Om Shanti. Which path do you have to follow? You have to follow the path of the Guru. Which Guru is that? While sitting or walking around, the words emerge from the lips of human beings. Waguru. There are many Gurus. To whom would you say Waguru? Whose praise would you sing? Only the one Father is the Satguru. There are many Gurus on the path of devotion. Some praise one and others praise another. It is in the intellects of you children that the true Satguru is the one who is praised. Since there is the true Satguru, there must also be false ones. The true one exists at the confluence age. On the path of devotion too, people praise the one called the truth. Only the highest on high Father is the truth, who also becomes the liberator and the guide. Gurus nowadays become guides to take you to bathe in the Ganges and to go on pilgrimages. This Satguru is not like that. Everyone remembers this Satguru and calls out, O Purifier, come. Only the Satguru is called the Purifier. Only he can purify souls. Those Gurus cannot purify anyone. They do not say, constantly remember me alone. Although people study the Gita, they don't understand the meaning of it at all. If they were to understand that only the one is the Satguru, they would not call themselves Gurus. According to the drama, the department of the path of devotion is completely separate. There are many Gurus and many devotees on that path. Here there is only this one. These deities were the first number, and now they are in the last number. The Father comes and gives them the sovereignty of heaven. Therefore, all others automatically have to return home. This is why the bestower of salvation for all is said to be one. You understand that the deity religion is established every cycle at the confluence age. You become the most elevated beings. You don't do anything else. It is remembered that the bestower of liberation and salvation is only one. This is the praise of the Father alone. Only at the confluence age are liberation and salvation received. In the golden age there is just one religion. This too is something that has to be understood. however, who would give you this wisdom? You understand that only the Father comes and shows you the way. Whom does he give Srimat to? To souls. He is the Father, the teacher, and also the Satguru. He teaches you this knowledge. All other gurus only teach devotion. You receive salvation from the Father through this knowledge, and you then leave this old world. This is also your unlimited renunciation. The Father has explained that your cycle of 84 births is now coming to an end. This world is now about to end. When a person is seriously ill, they say, he is about to die. So, what's the use of remembering him? That body will be destroyed, and the soul will go and take another body. All hope is lost. In Bengal, when they see that there is no hope for someone, they take him to the Ganges so that the soul can leave his body there. They worship the deity idols and then say, drown, drown. You now understand that the whole of the old world is to be drowned. There will be floods and fires and people will starve to death. All of these conditions will come. Buildings, etc., will collapse in earthquakes. At this time, the elements have such great force that they will destroy everything. All of these conditions are to come for the whole world. Many different types of death will come. Bombs are filled with poison. As soon as someone gets a little whiff of that, he becomes unconscious. You children know what has to happen. Who is inspiring all of this? The Father isn't inspiring this. It is fixed in the drama. No one can be blamed for it. This plan is created in the drama. The old world will definitely become new again. There will also be natural calamities. Destruction has to take place. The intellect yoga has to be removed from this old world. This is called unlimited renunciation. You now say, Wah Sat Guru Wah. You have shown us this path. You children are told, don't behave in such a way that he is defamed. You die alive here. You renounce your bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. You have to become souls, detached from your bodies, and remember the Father. You say a very good thing, Wah Satguru Wah. Only the Parlokic Satguru from beyond this world is praised. There are many worldly gurus. There is only the one true Satguru, whose name is also mentioned on the path of devotion. The Father of the whole world is just the one. No one even knows how the new world is established. In the scriptures they have portrayed annihilation and then Sri Krishna coming, floating on a peepal leaf. You now understand how he could not have come on a peepal leaf. There is no benefit in praising Sri Krishna. You have now found the Satguru to take you into the ascending stage. It is said there is benefit for everyone due to the ascending stage. Therefore the spiritual father sits here and explains to souls. It is we souls who have taken 84 births. Souls have bodies with different names and forms in every birth. You cannot say so-and-so has taken 84 births. No, it is the soul that takes 84 births. The body keeps changing. You have all of these things in your intellects. You need to have all this knowledge in your intellects. Explain to anyone who comes, there was just the kingdom of the deities in the beginning, and the kingdom of Ravan then began in the middle. You continued to come down the ladder. In the golden age you were Satopradhan, and you then continued to come down through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The cycle continues to turn. Some ask, what does it matter to Baba that he brought us into the cycle of 84 births? However, this world cycle is created eternally. You have to know its beginning, middle and end. If a human being doesn't know this, then he is an atheist. You receive such an elevated status by knowing this. This study is so elevated. Those who pass an important examination for claiming the highest status of all experience a lot of happiness in their hearts. You know that Lakshmi and Narayan changed from ordinary humans into deities by studying this knowledge in their previous birth. Their kingdom is being established through this study. Such an elevated status is received by studying. It is a wonder. Ask those who build huge temples and the great scholars, etc., how Lakshmi and Narayan took birth at the beginning of the Golden Age, and they won't be able to tell you. You know that this is the Raja Yoga that is mentioned in the Gita. People have continued to study the Gita, but they have not benefited at all through that. The Father now sits here and tells you this. You say, Baba, we also met you 5,000 years ago. Why did you meet that one? To claim your inheritance of heaven and to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. The young, adults and older people who come here have definitely been taught this. This is your aim and objective. This is the story of the true Narayan. You understand that a kingdom is being established. Those who understand this very well experience happiness inside them. Baba asks, do you have the courage to claim the kingdom? They reply, Baba, why not? We are studying to change from human beings into Narayan. We considered ourselves to be bodies for so long, and the Father has now shown us the righteous path. Effort is required to become soul conscious. You repeatedly become trapped in name and form. The Father says, you have to become detached from name and form. Soul itself is also a name. The Father is the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father. A physical father is never called the Supreme Father. The word Supreme is only given to the One Father. It is to him that you say, Wah Guru. You can also explain to the Sikhs. There is the full description of this in the Granth, the Sikh scripture. There isn't as much description of him in any other scripture as there is in the Granth, the Jap Sahib and the Sukhmani. There are only these two words. The Father says, remember the Sahib, Lord, and you will receive happiness for 21 births. There is no question of becoming confused about this. The Father explains and makes everything very easy for you. So many Hindus have been converted into Sikhs. You create so many pictures, etc., in order to show the path to human beings. You can explain very easily. You are a soul who has entered a different religion. This is the tree of the variety of religions. No one else knows how Christ comes. The Father has explained that a new soul cannot experience any suffering of karma. The Christ soul did not perform any sinful actions for which he would receive punishment. That was a Satopradhan soul who came. The person whom that soul entered was put on the cross, not Christ. He left and took another birth and claimed a high status. There is also the picture of the Pope. At this time, the whole world is absolutely not worth a penny. You were also like that. You are now becoming worth a pound. It isn't that their heirs will live on everything after they have gone. Not at all. You will go with your hands full. All the rest will go empty-handed. You are studying in order to become full. You also know that those who came in the previous cycle will come again. Even if they hear just a little, they will come. They would not all be seen at the same time. You are creating many subjects. Baba is not able to see everyone. Even by them just hearing a little, subjects are created. You won't even be able to count them. You children are now on service, and Baba too is on service. Baba is not able to stay without doing service. He comes to serve you every morning. People also have spiritual gatherings in the morning. Everyone is free at that time. Baba says, "You children mustn't come from your homes too early in the morning, and you shouldn't even come too late at night, because the world is getting worse day by day. This is why there should be a center in every street, so that as soon as you leave your house, you can easily reach your center very quickly. When the number of you has grown, the kingdom will be established." The Father explains very easily. Establishment is taking place through Raja Yoga. The rest of the world will not then exist. So many subjects are being created. The rosary also has to be created. The main thing is that those who serve many people and make them similar to themselves will become beads of the rosary. People turn the beads of a rosary, but they don't understand the meaning of it. Many gurus give a rosary to people so that their intellects remain busy turning the beads. Lust is the greatest enemy. Day by day, everything will become more forceful. Souls become more and more tamopradhan day by day, because this world is very dirty. Many say to Baba, "We are really fed up. Take us to the golden age soon." The Father says, "Have patience. It is guaranteed that establishment will take place. It is this guarantee that will take you there." You children have also been told that you souls have come from the supreme abode and that you now have to return there. You will then come down to play your parts. Therefore, you have to remember the supreme abode. The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone so that your sins can be absolved. give everyone this message. There is no other messenger, etc. Those prophets bring souls down from the land of liberation. Then they have to come down the ladder. When souls become completely Tamopradhan, the Father comes and makes everyone Satopradhan. It is because of you that everyone has to return home. You do want the new world, do you not? This drama is predestined. You children should be very intoxicated. Atcha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become detached from the name and form of your body and become soul conscious. Never behave in such a way that the Satguru would be defamed. 2. In order to become beads of the rosary, serve to make many others similar to yourselves. Maintain the internal happiness that you are studying to claim a kingdom. This study is to become Narayan from an ordinary human. Blessing. May you claim a right to all the treasures and accumulate an imperishable income by having constant remembrance. By having constant remembrance, you will continue to earn an income at every step and experience having a right to all the treasures of happiness, peace, bliss, and love. Any suffering will not be experienced as suffering. At the confluence age, Brahmins cannot suffer. If there is any suffering, it comes to remind you of the Father. Just as a rose has thorns to protect itself, in the same way, any difficulties become instrumental in reminding you of the Father even more. Slogan. You tell your experience of the form of love. Now tell your experience of power. Avyakt signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. You saw in the sakar form that the part of the last karmatit stage was that of just giving blessings. It was the speciality of keeping a balance and the wonder of giving blessings. Follow the Father in the same way. This is the easy and powerful service. The part of special souls is now to give blessings, whether you give them through the eyes or the jewel on the forehead. Om Shanti.